morning. We will open the hearing this morning, the public hearing on House Bill 1029. Are there any proponents?
Good morning.
Good morning,
Chair and members of the committee. My name is Patty Warkentine, and I'm here with the Department of Human Services on House Bill 1029. I do have some points here that I would like to hand out, and we can walk through this bill together. So I'll make sure those get handed out before I talk a little bit in depth about House Bill 1029. House Bill 1029, by title, is an act to abolish the Board of Service to the Blind and Visually Impaired. First of all, let me start off by saying the intent of this bill was to repeal these two sections in statute that regard the composition and related functions of the Board of SBVI. And the reason that this legislation was introduced is because it wasn't needed. It isn't needed in state law. The federal law is very prescriptive on what a advisory council must be to a public vocational rehabilitation division such as Service to the Blind. So that's the intent, and that was the reason the bill was introduced. After introduction of the bill, there were some concerns that the first line of the bill says there is hereby created a Board of Service to the Blind and Visually Impaired. Everything else is very prescriptive in, like I said, federal law. It outlines the composition and thus forth. But the concerns by our constituents raised that by removing that first sentence, we would no longer guarantee the continuation and the continuation of the Board of SBVI. So to begin with, I would like to propose that the department at this time would submit a friendly amendment to this bill. It's on line 5 of your printed bill to remove the overstrikes on that first sentence and thereby leaving in state law the sentence that says, there is hereby created a Board of Service to the Blind and Visually Impaired, period. The remainder of the overstrikes will remain in the bill.
Do we have a motion to, okay, Representative McCoy has moved that amendment. Representative Van Etten has seconded that amendment. Are there any remarks? Seeing none, it'll be a voice vote. All those in favor of amending House Bill 1029 will say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. The amendment passes.
Okay. Again, going back to the intent of the reason that we submitted this legislation, the department is submitting it on behalf of the division, which is one of the public VR agencies here in South Dakota. And I did outline a couple points just to follow along. The Federal Rehab Act, specifically Section 105 of that act, outlines the composition and the functions of every state rehab council. And so for this division, it is the Board of SBVI, and it is an advisory council to the public VR program. Currently, our state law is out of compliance with the federal regulations. Right now, in the Federal Rehab Act, they require a minimum of 15 members, and each member is a representation of an organization or a disability group. State law, as it is written currently, indicates a maximum of 12. So since the Rehab Act was initially amended and passed in 1998, this current statute has been out of compliance with the federal law. And instead of updating our state law to be in compliance each year a federal law is amended, we would like to then go ahead and repeal these sections from our state law and rely on the federal regulations and the federal law to guide our composition and our functions for our state rehab council. The division is required to follow the federal law and assures the RSA, which is our federal oversight agency for public VR, that we are in compliance with this, and we do that annually with the submission of what we call our state plan. that has specific assurances in the state plan that we do have a state rehab council and it follows the outlined compositions. There are also additional state assurances of this, the state rehab council, again, in the annual state plan, and there's also an annual report that we're required to submit yearly to the governor and to the commissioner of the Rehabilitation Services Administration, and also during a Section 107 annual review that we have in state where representatives of RSA come into the state and actually visit and discuss with the members of the SRC on the composition and the related functions, duties, and responsibilities. So again, going back to the intent of the bill, it isn't necessary to repeat the federal law and the federal regulations in state law. We will rely on those to guide us with our state rehab council from this point forward.
Thank you. I think we'll wait for questions until all of the proponents have testified. Are there any other proponents to House Bill 1029 as amended? Seeing none, we'll open it up for community questions then. Representative Hunoff.
Madam Chairman, thank you. One question, Patty. On that board composition, mm-hmm. do the federal guidelines match somewhat what was in the state, that the majority of those members are people that are blind or visually impaired?
Absolutely. That is mandated.
Thank you.
Are there any other questions? Yes, Representative Van Etten.
Thank you, Madam Chairman. Patty, what are the consequences of not complying with the federal regulations?
A majority of our federal funding is coming from RSA on the basis of these requirements in addition to other requirements. If we do not fulfill those, we do not get our federal funding.
Follow-up?
Certainly.
And what proportion of the funding is that compared to state funds?
Specifically for the division of SBVI, it's I'm not going to know it right off my hand exactly what the 110 federal allotment is. It's the majority of our federal funding. It's about 80% of what we get about all of our federal money into this division is from this act.
Any other questions? Thank you. Thank you, Patty. I wonder if you would introduce, we do have a signer this morning, and I would love to have her introduced as well.
Be happy to do that.
Would you speak into the mic? I'm sorry, we're on the internet.
Our interpreter here this morning is a staff interpreter for the Department of Human Services, and this is Julie Pollack.
Thank you. Welcome, Julie. Appreciate your help. Any opponents to House Bill 1029? Any opponents? Seeing none, we will close the public hearing for committee discussion and or action. I would entertain a motion. Representative Abdullah. Representative Abdullah? No. Why don't you go ahead and...
I move we pass this.
Okay. Representative Abdullah has moved a do pass on House Bill 1029 as amended. Is there a second? Seconded by Representative Frost. Any remarks, discussion on House Bill 1029 as amended? Seeing none, all those in favor of House Bill 1029 as amended will say aye. Those opposed, the Secretary will call the roll.
Aye.
House Bill 1029 is amended, having received a majority of the members, or a majority of the vote of the members elected, is passed. Representative Van Etten.
I move we place it on the consent calendar.
Representative Van Etten, excuse me. Before we can do that, since the title has changed, we do need a title amendment, and Jackie is going to offer that for us.
Actually, I don't have the exact wording, but it will be something to the effect of allowing a change in the composition of the board and revising other positions, other requirements of the board per Section 2.
That will be the title?
Not verbatim.
Okay. Could we get a motion to amend that title or change that title. Representative Davis has moved that we change the title. Is there a second? Seconded by Representative Hunstad. Any remarks? All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? The title amendment has passed. Representative Van Etten, you have the floor.
Now, I would propose we put it on the consent calendar.
It's been moved by Representative Van Etten that we place this on the consent calendar. Is there a second? Seconded by Representative Van Gerpen. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. It will be placed on the consent calendar. Thank you.